Susanna slept for an hour or two early that night, but her dreams of nasty, maggoty foods she was somehow compelled to eat woke her. Outside, the wind continued to howl, although its sound was not quite so steady now. Sometimes it seemed to drop away entirely, then rose again, uttering long, icy shrieks as it ran under the eaves in cold currents and made the stone building tremble in its old bones. The door thudded rhythmically against the bar holding it shut, but like the ceiling above them, both the bar and the rusty clamp seemed to be holding. She wondered what would have become of them if the wooden bar had been as punky and rotted as the handle of the bucket they'd found near the gook. Roland was awake and sitting by the fire. Jake was with him. Between them, Oi was asleep with one paw over his snout. Susanna joined them. The fire had burned down a little, but this close, it threw a comforting heat on her face and arms. She took a board, thought about snapping it in two, decided it might wake Eddie, and tossed it onto the fire as it was. Sparks gushed up the chimney, swirling as the draft caught them. She could have spared the consideration, because while the sparks were still swirling, a hand caressed the back of her neck just below the hairline. She didn't have to look. She would have known that touch anywhere. Without turning, she took the hand, brought it to her mouth, and kissed the cup of the palm. The white palm. Even after all this time together and all the lovemaking, she could sometimes hardly believe that. Yet, there it was. At least I won't have to bring him home to meet my parents, she thought. Can't sleep, sugar? A little, not much. I had funny dreams. The wind brings them, Roland said. Anyone in Gilead would tell you the same. But I love the sound of the wind. I always have. It soothes my heart and makes me think of old times. He looked away, as if embarrassed to have said so much. None of us can sleep, Jake said, so tell us a story. Roland looked into the fire for a while, then at Jake. The gunslinger was once more smiling, but his eyes were distant. A knot popped in the fireplace. Outside the stone walls, the wind screamed as if furious at its inability to get in. Eddie put an arm around Susanna's waist, and she laid her head on his shoulder. What story would you hear, Jake, son of Elmer? Any. He paused. About the old days. Roland looked at Eddie and Susanna. And you? Would you hear? Yes, please, Susanna said. Eddie nodded. Yeah, if you want to, that is. Roland considered. Mayhap I'll tell you too, since it's long until dawn, and we can sleep tomorrow away if we like. These tales nest inside each other, yet the wind blows through both, which is a good thing. There's nothing like stories on a windy night when folks have found a warm place in a cold world. He took a broken piece of wood paneling, poked the glowing embers with it, then fed it to the flames. One I know is a true story, for I lived it along with my old comrade, Jamie DeCurry. And the other, the wind through the keyhole, is one my mother read to me when I was still small. Old stories can be useful, you know, and I should have thought of this one as soon as I saw Oi scenting the air as he did, but that was long ago. He sighed. Gone days. In the dark beyond the firelight, the wind rose to a howl. Roland waited for it to die a little, then began. Eddie, Susanna, and Jake listened, rapt, all through that long and contentious night. Lud, the TikTok man, Blaine the Mono, the Green Palace, all were forgotten. Even the Dark Tower itself was forgotten for a bit. There was only Roland's voice, rising and falling. Rising and falling like the wind. Not long after the death of my mother, which, as you know, came by my own hand,